Radio NewsCorp reports.
In December 2005, the New York Times reported that President Bush secretly issued an executive order in 2002 authorizing the National Security Agency, the NSA, to conduct warrantless surveillance of international telephone and internet communications on American soil. President Bush acknowledged the existence of the NSA surveillance program and vowed that its activities would continue.
The Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, submitted Freedom of Information Act requests to the NSA and four Department of Justice components just hours after the existence of the warrantless surveillance program was first reported. Noting the extraordinary public interest in the program and its potential illegality, EPIC asked the agencies to expedite the processing of the requests.
The Department of Justice agreed that the requests warranted priority treatment, but has now failed to comply with the FOIA's usual time limit of 20 working days. In January 2006, EPIC filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice to compel the immediate disclosure of information concerning the NSA surveillance program and asked the Federal District Court in Washington to issue a preliminary injunction requiring the release of relevant documents within 20 days.
EPIC's case has been consolidated with a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and National Security Archive concerning the same documents.
On February 10, 2006, U.S. District Judge Henry H. Kennedy heard arguments on EPIC's request for an emergency order requiring the Department of Justice to process and release documents concerning the NSA's warrantless surveillance program within 20 days. The documents at issue include Justice Department memoranda addressing the purported legality of the program, material that the administration has thus far refused to provide to the Senate Judiciary Committee for the purposes of congressional oversight.
On February 16, 2006, Judge Kennedy ordered the DOJ to process and release documents concerning the NSA program within 20 days, or by March 8, 2006. The day before it was required to disclose the documents, the Justice Department asked Judge Kennedy for an additional 4 months to process some of the material responsive to EPIC's request. Judge Kennedy has not yet ruled on the motion.
It is the first court opinion addressing the controversial domestic spying operation. President Bush has invited meaningful debate about the warrantless surveillance program, U.S. District Judge Henry H. Kennedy wrote. That can only occur if the DOJ processes EPIC's FOIA requests in a timely fashion and releases the information sought.
Once the DOJ completes its processing of the material, any decision to withhold the requested documents will be subject to judicial review, and Judge Kennedy will have the ability to order in camera production of material and make an independent determination concerning public disclosure.
On March 28, 2006, the Senate Judiciary Committee held its third hearing on the National Security Agency's domestic surveillance program. The witness list included David S. Criss, a former high-level official in the Justice Department.
Documents obtained by EPIC earlier in March 2006 through the mentioned Freedom of Information Act litigation revealed that a former top official in the Justice Department doubted that the domestic surveillance program was allowed under the authorization for use of military force resolution.
In an email, David S. Criss wrote that the Justice Department's defense of the program had a slightly after-the-fact quality or feeling to them. Other materials released by the Bush administration include various justifications for the program and transcripts of television appearances by the Attorney General.
Other documents obtained by EPIC, also under the Freedom of Information Act in 2005, describe several cases of possible government misconduct in intelligence investigations.
The FBI released these documents in response to EPIC's request for records concerning the Bureau's use of Patriot Act powers subject to sunset at that time, and most of which have been renewed on March 2, 2006, with a vote of 89-11 in the Senate, and on March 7th, with a vote of 280-138 in the House. The renewal was signed into law by President George W. Bush on March 9, 2006.
The documents, written by the FBI's Office of General Counsel, describe Bureau investigations conducted for months without proper reporting or oversight, an FBI agent's seizure of financial records in violation of federal privacy law, and an unidentified intelligence agency's unlawful physical search.
Most matters discussed in the documents were reported to the Intelligence Oversight Board, which is tasked with reviewing intelligence activities.
Under an executive order, inspectors general and general counsel throughout the intelligence community must inform the board about, quote, intelligence activities that they have reason to believe may be unlawful or contrary to executive order or presidential directive, end quote. The board then reports these activities to the president and attorney general.
The documents obtained by EPIC raise the troubling possibility that hundreds of allegations of unlawful investigations are reported from various agencies to the board each year.
Yet there is no requirement that Congress is notified of these allegations or how these matters are ultimately resolved. In response to the documents, EPIC addressed a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee highlighting the need for the Attorney General to report to Congress on potentially unlawful intelligence investigations.
In that letter, EPIC stressed that over the last several years, the FBI has been granted significantly expanded authority to undertake intelligence investigations in the United States. As FBI Director Robert Mueller stated in March 17, 2004 testimony before the House Appropriations Committee on the FBI's fiscal year 2005 budget request, "Today, our mission has changed dramatically, and our budget reflects this change. Approximately 44% of the funding is allocated to counterterrorism and counterintelligence, or about $2.2 billion and 12,466 positions. Compared to fiscal year 2001, this represents more than double the amount of funding and equates to an 80% increase in the number of people devoted to the counterterrorism and counterintelligence missions."
One of the practical consequences of the FBI's expanded intelligence role has been the dramatic increase in the use of the secretive Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, to conduct searches in the United States. That law was originally enacted to address the specific problems of Soviet agents operating within the United States.
However, the 2003 FISA annual report revealed that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court had granted 1,724 applications for secret surveillance. That made 2003 the first year ever that more FISA warrants were granted than federal wiretap warrants, which are issued only under a more stringent legal standard.
During the oversight hearings on the Patriot Act, representatives of the Department of Justice repeatedly stated that there had been no abuses of Patriot Act authority.
The department also noted that its inspector general had received no complaints of civil liberties violations alleging employee misconduct relating to the Patriot Act, aside from the Brandon Mayfield matter.
The documents released by the FBI to EPIC, however, suggest that there may be at least 13 instances of unlawful intelligence investigations that were never disclosed to Congress.
In response to these accounts, the Department of Justice Inspector General has examined the FBI's procedures for reporting possible agent misconduct. It does so in a report to Congress on implementation of Section 1001 of the USA Patriot Act, dated March 8, 2006.
According to the Inspector General, the FBI reported more than 100 instances of possible intelligence misconduct to the Intelligence Oversight Board in the past 2 years, a number of which were significant.
The Inspector General also found that possible violations of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act accounted for nearly 70% of reports to the board in 2005, up from 48% in 2004.
Despite this all, President Bush signed on March 9, 2006, a bill that renews most sunsetting provisions of the Patriot Act, while limiting few of the law's most controversial powers. The measure makes permanent most of the provisions of the law that were originally slated to expire at the end of the last year, 2005. Intense debate over the Act's expansion of investigative powers delayed congressional action, and lawmakers twice extended the deadline of the Act's expiration in order to continue debate.
This information has been provided by the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
This program has been produced by Radio News Corps with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at the studios of our European office in Belgium on April 17, 2006.
You've been listening to Radio News Corps.